escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Welcome into the 7 o'clock hour of Sports Talk. Steve Geller with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, also Charlie Long keeping us in line at Master Control. Happy to welcome in now D. Orlando Ledbetter as our trip around the NFC South continues with the Falcons. He writes for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. D., thanks so much for the time. What year of training camp is this for you, my man?
Well, if you do them all together, it's like 32.
Wow.
There's a lot of wisdom. A lot of wisdom there, D.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. I remember when they had two-a-days.
So does Bobby.
Yeah, two-a-days. So now they can't, they can't go more than 3 days in a row without having a day off. And it's like, what? We used to go 10 straight days with two-a-days. But, trying to keep everybody healthy. And and speaking of keeping healthy, where's Atlanta at, coming to the season right now in training camp? Because – everyone, who's going to overtake, Tampa Bay? But, D, I look at this. Now everyone's excited about Penix, but they were 1-2 with Penix as a starter. They finished 8-9. This I know is totally unacceptable with Arthur Blank. For the seventh consecutive losing season. I'm not talking about winning the NFC South, but seventh consecutive losing seasons? If you have more than a handful, it's like everyone has to be disgruntled. And that's a lot to not turn it around.
Yeah, no doubt, Bobby. Seven straight, that means a lot is not going your way. Something structurally went sideways for him. I kind of got an idea what it was, back when they gave Dan Quinn more authority than the general manager. The draft just didn't stack up, and now they are still trying to come back from that. I think Terry's got the power back again as GM. The coach is going to coach, and the front office football people are going to pick the players. So they got to get some things back on track. And, now it looks like they can at least get into 7-10, 8-8 in the middle of the pack, which is a design for you to do. Now they got to make that next step.
Now, D, they have the players are like household names. You look at skilled players, even the experienced offensive line. I look at Chris Lindstrom. Who's a better guard than him in the NFL? I know he's definitely in the conversation. And then you throw in Bijan Robinson and Drake London and Kyle Pitts. And, it's like, when is it truly going to click? And then you got Michael Penix ready to pull the trigger. I want you to comment on that. And, boy, he sounds really confident. I saved this. This might have came out a month ago or something. It said, this is Michael Penix. We should be the best in the league with these guys who I've just mentioned we've got around us. We should be unstoppable. So that's our goal. We want to be the number one in all categories. For a guy that started three games, that's a lot of talk there.
Yeah, no question about it, Bobby, but the folks here are stopping it up. It's a lot better than the alternative. he's got a couple good points there. They were sixth in the league in offense last year, He did put up 30 in every game, but, I mean, you know, it was the Panthers, Washington. The Washington game was that big game and the Giants game. He played really big in that Washington game, so he's played one big game. It came together for first-year coordinator Zach Robinson. Can he duplicate what he had going with Kirk for the first 8 games and extend that over 16, 17 games? That's the Falcons' challenge. Yeah, they were hot. Yeah, they looked good at points last year. But what are they going to do when people start taking stuff away from Penix? What's the counter? What are they going to do when they load the box on Bijan? Well, can they throw it over the top and hit it? So, yeah, they look like they could do a lot of things, but, you know, they haven't done them yet. It's all projection.
Now, Dee, when you look at one thing, it seems like we're trying to get the defense better, especially being able to rush the passer. Where are the Falcons at as far as that unit, as far as being able to influence the opposing quarterback and allow the unit, or whether it's by team or by individual, to get to the opposing quarterback and get him down?
Yeah, they got some guys. Leonard Floyd is a veteran who knows how to get to the quarterback. One of the first-round picks is looking pretty good, James Pierce.
From Tennessee, yeah.
Yeah, from Tennessee, starting fights in practice every day. And that's because he's getting past people. He's beating them up. And the veteran linemen don't like the little rookie showing them up. So that's promising. Now I need to see him do it against, the other teams. And Jalen Walker's been a little bit slow getting out of the gate here. He had a hamstring. He missed the last 4 practices. He came back today. Was eased into things. They're going to probably ramp him up. They got a scrimmage on Wednesday. Probably won't play him against Detroit. But those are the guys they're counting on, a couple of rookies and Leonard Floyd and, just a bunch of guys in the middle. You know, David Ayumada is more than that. They have a second-round pick that they need to replace, Grady Jarrett. But, you know, they're trying to put together a lot of things on that side of the ball right now.
Now, D, where are they at as far as, like, an organization? We familiar with him. He's homegrown with a name like Fontenot, general manager Terry Fontenot from, here with the Saints going. We got to be somewhat on the hot seat, okay? Is going to come to fruition that Atlanta's finally going to do something this season, and then also the combination with the head coach Raheem Morris. So what is the status of the fan base with, as far as the organization? Not the players, but as far as their head coach and GM.
Yeah, the head coach is fine. GM, you got to look back at those first couple drafts, and, those weren't very good. But the dynamics have since changed, and we've seen general managers start out the gate slow now and be rewarded, like Jason Licht and Tampa. If Terry can tell them that, hey, we got this thing turned around, we're moving in the right direction, and they like the last couple drafts, and they, go to the playoffs, then everything's all good. It's kind of like San Francisco. One of my guys explained it to me. Okay, they take Trey Lance number 3 overall. Okay, it doesn't work out. But they doubled down and got Brock Purdy later in that draft, and now everything's fine. Nobody's talking about firing Shanahan or John Lynch. So if Mike Penix works out, they doubled down, paid the money to Kurt. If he takes them to the playoffs, then, everything's going to be fine.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
The guy that Fontenot ended up, you know, being part of drafting his first year in Atlanta, Kyle Pitts, definitely had a rocky NFL career to this point, but he'd been hearing a lot on social media about he's been thriving at training camp practices.
Yeah, Steve, but I mean, they're not even tackling. So, I mean, you know, they're playing gym class out there, you know. So I don't get too fired up about athletes, pro athletes looking good at gym class. They should look good.
I hear you.
I want to see him go across the middle against, you know, one of them safeties in Tampa Bay and make a catch and not get small. Before I get on the Kyle Pitts bandwagon, I looked up, and I was in Canton last weekend for the Hall of Fame, started looking up all the tight ends and, you know, Gates, Gonzalez, Sharp, Shannon, you know, and by their fourth year, they'd already been the Pro Bowl 3-4 times, you know.
Yeah.
And so if he's a slow burner, a slow developer, it's a real slow develop. So, you know, usually if you're going to be one of the greats, you kind of do it in the first 4 years. He hasn't done it. And, you know, whatever they can talk up and get out of him in the first half of the season, I'd dump him at the trade deadline.
Now, D, what about on the back end, the secondary? Is that a mixed bag? You look at Jesse Bates, who came over now going into his eighth season, came over from the Bengals, I believe in free agency in 23. And then you hear another, I guess, household name, first-round pick, A.J. Terrell. Look where he's at. But it seems like that's always been a mixed bag as far as the back end and the secondary, and not necessarily always something good to write about or that being a really strength of the team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And they tried to address that in the draft by taking Xavier Watts out of Notre Dame and Billy Bowman out of Oklahoma. Both of those guys had a lot of interceptions in the collegiate game. They're trying to make Bowman a nickelback, which is turned out to be more of a project. And Xavier knows what to do, but he's going to have to beat out veteran Jordan Fuller at the other safety spot and DeMarco Hallams, who also showed pretty good in his rookie year. So they have some options back there. I don't know if they have any answers, but they got at least some bodies to line up. You know, at nickelback, it's Ballman, D. Alford, and Clark Phillips, a former fourth-round pick of Terry's. You know, they got some options to look at. So that's the start of it. And if they don't like any of those, then they better hit the veteran free agent market and get somebody back there that knows what they're doing.
Now, D, you had mentioned at the beginning about, you know, their pass rush and what they're doing on the line of scrimmage. Definitely addressed it. There's nowhere to go but up. It's like the Saints, one before last as far as their run defense. But I'm looking at Atlanta finished next to last in the league with only 31 sacks. that ain't getting it done. And it looks like they doubled down, though, on the position. When you look at the draft, you mentioned, like, you look at Floyd. Leonard Floyd, then you look at Walker, Jalen Walker, James Pierce Jr. A lot of people might have questioned that, but they're looking, I guess, keep it fresh and have that rotation that almost, I think, Fontenot said, you know what, we're going to get after the quarterback. Or they're going to have to be aware that we're coming after them. And have you noticed that in the one-on-one pass rushing drills? Like, you know, because the Falcons got a very good offensive line. When you're like, who's winning and who's losing? Now, they haven't played their first preseason game when they actually can rush and take the quarterback to the ground. But the first impressions, does that look like wise moves in offseason as far as addressing the pass rush, considering they only had 31 sacks?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Pierce looks like he can the real deal in shorts and helmets and so forth. He's had no problems with getting around Jake Matthews, Caleb McGarry, and Storm Norton. He's had a fight with all of them, so he's doing something right over there. Floyd, you know he can play. I haven't seen the Walker deal. You know, he was a stacked linebacker at Georgia. They moved him around, but the Falcons have been you know, trying to make him a edge rusher. So when they're in their 4-2-5 nickel, you got Pierce and Walker on the other side or Floyd. So I haven't seen that, their vision for him that way. You know, Parsons has been hurt, and, you know, look, everybody looks good in OTAs and right. stuff in minicamp. So, you know, if he can play right away, fine. If he can't, you got Floyd. And you got Arnold Ebiketie, who led him in sacks with 6 the last couple years, a former second-round pick who's probably got feel like some pressure right now to you know, keep up with them young guys and get to the quarterback. He's one of those, oh, I almost got their guys. So they at least have some options over there. My concern, Bobby, is, hey, while they'll address the outside, the interior of that defense, how sturdy is that going to be? David Oyemata's getting up there a little bit. Can Ruka Roru do it? Contavious Street's been pretty solid as a pro. Tyquan Graham. You know, you got some options now, but it's just, you know, how good can they be? And we're going to see if the interior can hold and let those edge guys get home to the quarterback.
The Orlando Ledbetter, always great stuff, man. Thanks you for keeping us informed on the Atlanta Falcons. Enjoy the rest of your night, man.
All right. Thank you so much, Steve and Bobby. Y'all take care. Thanks for having me.
All right, D.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.